Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Why don't you stop by and see us? We're located on Main Street between Madison and Monroe Avenue with parking on Front Street. Looking for a fun place for lunch on Fridays? Join us for our 25-cent martini lunch. You can start with a bowl of chicken and sausage gumbo, braised short rib grilled cheese, or crispy Gulf seafood po' boys. Check us out at FeliciaSuzanne.com.
Let's up your life with Let's.
Experience the difference of a Spartan mower. Spartan not only looks amazing on and off the lawn, it's packed with standard features like GT Track for precision traction, balance, and control, with optional features like radial front tires and an all-new 360 floating seat for an incredibly comfortable ride. Take command of your yard. Take command of your time. Take command of your life by joining one of the fastest-growing mower companies in the world, Lads, for your zero-turn and golf car needs.
Lads. Up your life with Lads. Lads. Up your life.
We apologize for this Walmart grocery pickup commercial. Because while you can't see the groceries I'll describe, my words may make your stomach growl loud. Get the baby carrots you crunch and the sweet ripe berries that make your mouth water. And now you can order online and get free curbside pickup, freshness guaranteed. So pick up these delicious things without even leaving your car. Sorry, that was my stomach. Walmart grocery pickup, $30 minimum. Restrictions apply. If you're not happy with your order, contact customer care for a refund.
92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parish Show. Today's special guest host is Matt Stark.
Hello, friends. Matt Stark again. Yeah, I just channeled Jim Nance. I don't know why I did that. Matt Stark in again today, the Matt Stark on Twitter. I'm with you for the next couple hours, filling in for Gary Parish here on the Gary Parish Show. But we're not making you go cold turkey. No, sir. GP going to join us from Peach Jam in just a few moments. A lot to get to with him, including the burning question, did he find some pants? We'll explain. After GP, we're going to catch up with the radio voice of the Memphis Grizzlies, a familiar one here on 92.9. That would be Eric Hasseltine. Grizzlies with a huge Summer League showdown tonight. Huge. We'll get the latest from Eric on that. After that, we're going to catch up and talk about the basketball tournament. $2 million single elimination tournament that will have a regional right here in Memphis next weekend. And we'll get the lowdown from former Ridgeway High School and Vanderbilt star Derek Byers, who is general manager for a team in that tournament. Then we'll visit with Jeff Calkins, check in on the Great American Road Trip. He's in the midst of a 12-hour, 800-mile drive with just his two dogs to keep him company. So we'll see how Jeff's making out. Time willing, we'll get in four stories at some point. Then we'll do a little dinner to go to get you on into your Thursday evening. But first, we are joined live from Peach Jam by Gary Parish, lead columnist, analyst at CBS Sports, host of this very radio show, weekdays 4 to 6. GP, how you doing, man?
I'm good. You okay?
I'm okay. Listen, when we left you yesterday, you were in crisis mode, which we'll explain in a second. I had a crisis on my own last night, GP. I was settling in to watch the ESPYs on Local 24. Felt like I should do that. ESPN Awards show, kind of a slow time of year. Thought something might happen that I'll need to discuss, right? Like, you realize this. Nothing else is on, with all due respect to the AAA All-Star Game. Sorry, wasn't watching that. My TV provider is fighting with Nextstar, which owns Local 24. It's an ABC station, so I couldn't watch the ESPYs. So now I'm thinking, wow, there's potentially a whole segment down the drain of things to discuss. But then it hit me, and I didn't panic, and I felt a nice sense of ease. You didn't have pants yesterday when we were talking, and clearly that was a crisis, and I knew if I tuned to you for an update, we would have some closure to this tragic story. And so please, without further ado, pants, yes or no?
Yes, I purchased a multiple pair.
There you go.
It's not really an exciting story. The problem becomes that, you know, I never get rental cars anymore because of Uber and Lyft. It's just much more convenient and, frankly, less expensive to just Uber and Lyft wherever you need to go. Mm-hmm. It's taken a tremendous hit, I would assume, on rental car companies all over the world. And so I say all that to say I have to Uber, like, you know, to a shopping center and then Uber back. And my Ubers back and forth to the shopping center actually end up costing about as much as a pair of pants. So I was paying a premium price for jeans because, as I mentioned yesterday, I got here and realized I did not pack any at all. Like, the only thing I had to wear was basically capri shorts, which I personally am comfortable with.
Sure.
But you just don't want to walk in a basketball gym and put yourself at risk of being made fun of by multimillion-dollar coaches.
Yeah.
So I wasn't going to wear those. I had basketball shorts. That seemed slightly unprofessional. So I had to go buy jeans.
Put me in, coach. I'm ready.
Yeah, right. Like, I just, like a 42-year-old man showing up in basketball shorts. Like, Penny can pull that off.
Sure.
And he did today, but it doesn't really feel like something I could pull off. So I went and purchased multiple pairs of pants, and I wore one of them last night triumphantly.
That's got to be Uber drivers just got to have like a billion stories. That would be a weird call for me. I'm just thinking, if I'm an Uber, like a random guy at a mall, and he just like comes out with it, like, how did you get to the mall? Like, what are you doing in the mall? What were you coming here? You know what I mean?
Like my Uber driver pulls up to take me back to my hotel, and I'm sitting on a bench out in front of the shopping center, got a big bag full of clothes, got a, you know, a Coke Zero. I'm just sitting there waiting for a car to take me back to the hotel after I've done some clothing shopping, but it all went pretty seamlessly. No real issues. I will tell you the actual tragedy that I experienced last night, and you tell me what I should do about it, or if this is even like, if this is acceptable behavior on behalf of Marriott. Now, to be clear, I have a wonderful relationship with Marriott. I've spent more than 1,000 nights of my life in Marriott properties. Mm-hmm. I have the highest status you can possibly have with Marriott because I spend a lot of time on the road, like mm-hmm. 3 days a week in basketball season. I'm in a Marriott property in Midtown Manhattan. And so they treat me well. I am loyal to them. And this has not damaged our relationship beyond repair. But I will say, my wife, you might have heard, she owns a children's boutique. It's called Aiden and Ollie, yep, after our older two sons. And every once in a while, one of the things I learned as being the husband of a business owner is that you have to go to these, quote, markets to, you know, buy products and to buy brands and to create relationships with brands. And she probably does that maybe 3 times a year. And one of those times is right now, at a market in Atlanta. And so just as I was going to Augusta yesterday, she was going to Atlanta. And she got there very late, but I had her a hotel, you know, Marriott property booked, downtown Atlanta, right next to the market, couldn't be better. Even got an email from the property yesterday. They said, you need to call and confirm. We're trying to confirm your arrival. Can you call us back? Now, asking me to call you back to tell you I'm going to do something I've already told you I'm going to do doesn't make much sense to me. Like, I understand why restaurants and perhaps even hotels need to do it, because you want to make sure people are actually going to show up when they say they are.
Yep.
But, you know, I'm busy. Like, I'm looking for jeans, for crying out loud. I don't really have time to be calling you back just to tell you, hey, yes, I'm actually going to be there, just like I said I was going to when I booked this online.
Mm-hmm.
But I made the phone call just because it said I needed to do it. I'm going to do it. The last thing I want is for her to get there and they say, we sent an email to your husband to confirm your arrival.
No.
He never called us, so now you're out of luck. So I'm just going to avoid that.
Yep.
I spend 10 minutes, by the way, to confirm that, yes, I'm going to do exactly what I told you I'm going to do, which is come to your hotel. 12-minute conversation, right? I did 12 minutes on the phone. So got that done, feel good about everything. Go to Peach Jam last night, watch some of the best basketball prospects in the world, and then me and my buddy Rob Doster from NBC Sports, we decide we're going to go get a late dinner and maybe, just maybe, if we can find time, have a drink or two. So we're doing that. I get a phone call from my wife. It's late. She says, I'm at the hotel. Did you confirm my room? Because they will not let me in. They say I don't have a room. I said, well, that's crazy, because mm-hmm. I booked the room. They emailed me to confirm that I'm actually going to show up. I called them this afternoon, spoke to a kind woman at the front desk, told her I'm showing up, that you're good, told her you're showing up, got your name on the room, everything's good to go. She says, they're saying they don't have a room for me. I said, well, that doesn't make much sense. Maybe I could speak to somebody there. I get them on the phone, and they could have been nicer, but the message was still not pleasant, because in the nicest way possible, they said, Mr. Parrish, we're sorry to inform you. Somebody overbooked our hotel, and we do not have a room available for your wife. There is not a room here. I said, well, how is that even possible? I stayed more than 1,000 nights with you, and this has never actually happened to me. Now, sometimes I get there to check in, and the room's not ready, but the idea that there just would not be a room there doesn't make any sense to me. Like, this is crazy. And by the way, it's like 2 o'clock in the morning. She got there really late, all right? So I said, well, how are we going to resolve this? She can't sleep in her car tonight. And they said, well, we're going to find her another property. I said, cool, put her at the Westin right down the street. They said, that property is also full. I said, cool, put her at the Marriott Marquis that's right down the street. I've stayed at that place before. She said, that place is also full. I said, well, where? What are we doing here? And she said, we have to book your wife 30 minutes outside of downtown Atlanta. Ooh. In like a Wyndham Suites or something. It's the only room we have available in the vicinity. And I said, that seems impossible to me. You can't possibly think this is okay at 2:30 in the morning.
Yep.
And she said, I don't think it's okay. In fact, it's effed up. She said the F word. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
She said, but like, obviously, you know, I'm looking at your file. I understand how important your business is to us. There just simply is not a room here. I cannot make a room out of nothing. I said, I get it. I know this isn't your fault. We'll do what we got to do. Like, she'll just drive 30 minutes. It's, you know, it is what it is. And the lady says, okay, but here's what we're going to do. We're obviously going to comp the other room. So she gets there. Boom, we're putting your points back in. We're putting extra bonus points back in. And and we apologize, and this will never happen again. I said, that's good enough for me. What am I going to do? So she gets back in the car, drives 30 minutes outside of Atlanta, gets to this hotel. They don't have any. They have nothing in the system to suggest that they were expecting her arrival. So she gets there. Now it's another runaround. They're like, not only do we not have a comp room for you, we don't even have your name on anything. And I get on the phone with like main Marriott people. I said, listen, you guys got to straighten this out. This is insane. And long story, not quite as long as I'm making it, they end up giving her a room, but making her pay for it.
Jeez!
At a rate of $250.
No.
So I've been busy all day. I haven't had a time to put in another phone call to Marriott, but I got to put in another phone call to Marriott, right?
Yeah, hell yeah, you do. Absolutely. No doubt about it. Your wife involved with all this? That's the worst part. Like, bad enough if it's happening to you, Gary Parrish, after day traveling, doing whatever. Your wife flying in that late at night, hopping in a car, and then driving to it? No. Dude, I would go ballistic. And it sounds like you handled it probably about as well as you could. I always, when I'm in a situation like that, you're obviously frustrated. You're upset. And then you realize the person out there on the phone, like, they didn't do it. So, like, you're not trying to take it out on them. But at the same point, like, someone's got to realize that somebody really screwed up something pretty bad. Like, come on.
Right. One of the things you have to remember when you're talking to customer service people, people who handle these types of issues for a living. So when you call the Delta Elite number or the Marriott Elite number or whatever, you get these people on the phone, and whatever your problem is, it's not their fault.
Right.
They never created the problem, and yet – I watch so many times, as much as times as I'm in airports and other places, where people are just going off on these men or women who are usually doing their best to help you. Not always. Sometimes they can be difficult, but as long as I can trust that the person I'm actually speaking to, A, isn't the cause of my problem, and B, is actually trying to fix my problem, like, I got no problem with that person. And so I made it clear to both women I talked to last night, like, listen, I know this isn't your fault, but we got to figure out a way to get this resolved.
Yeah.
You know, she's got meetings at 7 a.m., and it's 2:30 in the morning, and now you're telling her she got to drive another 30 minutes outside of where she's supposed to be
at 7 a.m.
And so I knew it wasn't the people I'm speaking with's fault, so I think I handled it appropriately and pleasantly. But, boy, that was 2 hours of my, 90 minutes of my night last night, sitting outside of a bar on a pre-stump, talking to Marriott people, trying to find my wife a room because they just gave our room to somebody else.
Well, on the flip side, maybe next year they'll nominate you for some kind of award for an ESPY, you know? This is a pretty traumatic situation, and, these are the stories that people like to recognize, be like, wow, he really handled himself with class through that whole thing, you know what I mean?
I could get an ESPY for courage.
That's what I'm talking about.
And skills, and phone skills in the middle of the night.
Man, that's rough.
Maybe one more drink than I should have had before I was spending an hour on the phone talking to people. But that is not to say that I have never, got into it with these types of people.
Sure.
There was one time at the airport, you've got to check your bag 30 minutes before departure. That's standard at Memphis International. At some other airports, it's 45 minutes, or an hour. But at Memphis International, it's 30 minutes. And I always check bags because I just don't like taking them on the plane. And what I found is that I'm going to get off the plane, stop by a restroom. By the time I get the baggage claim, my bag is always there within 10 minutes. It's not a big deal. And I'd rather stand there for 10 minutes doing nothing than lugging bags on and off of a plane. So I always check bags, even if they're small bags. But I got to Memphis International one time at 5:15 a.m. and my flight's at 6, and I go to the Sky Priority lane, I've got access to everything you could possibly have access to, and I'm standing there, and there's nobody there to check my bags. It's just empty, and I'm just standing there. And then finally, after about 16 minutes of this, somebody shows up and they're next in line, and I'm so I walk up and I give them the bag. They say, oh, you're too late to check this bag. I said, I've been standing here for 16 minutes, and I'm 1 minute late. It's 5:31. They were like, yeah, but, that's 29 minutes from departure. You have to be at least 30 minutes from departure. I said, listen, there are times when I'm late, and I can't check my bags, and I have to get rebooked on a flight, and that's my fault, and I know it, and I never say a word. This is not my fault. And they said, well, there's nothing we can do. I said, there is something you could do. You could make this happen. You're just choosing not to, and that's fine. But at least acknowledge you're just being an asshole right now. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that. sound like Easterwood now. I said, just acknowledge you're making my day difficult for no reason. I don't know if you got up and was just mad this morning. I don't know what's going on. But, for you to not be here for 15 minutes, and then to not check my bag in because it's 1 minute, 60 seconds past the deadline, that seems insane to me. And they didn't budge. They were like, sorry, Mr. Parrish, there's nothing we can do. I can rebook you on a later flight, or you can get on the flight without your bag. I was like, you got to put me on a later flight then, but I hate you. I hate you right now.
I respect you for even taking a stance, in the airport these days. Whatever they tell me to do, I'm doing. I'm okay, but I try not to fly. Obviously, that's not an option for you. But, if I have my druthers and I have to drive 12 hours like Hawkins is doing today instead of flying, I'd do that. Flying is just such a hassle. Nobody ever wins.
I had one, actually, just a few weeks ago, the morning after the NBA draft, because CBS Sports HQ Studios is in Stamford, Connecticut, which is just 30 minutes outside of New York.
Yep.
It's easier to fly into White Plains in Westchester County than it is to fly into LaGuardia or Newark or JFK. You just go to White Plains. So I'm flying out of White Plains, and it's a very small airport.
It is. Yep.
Very small. And the type where you have to check in and then take your bags somewhere else and then hand them to a person, that kind of place. And so I'm doing a self check-in, and then they print my baggage, my baggage stickers, whatever, that go on your bag to say, these bags need to go to Memphis. And they print them out, and they're on a printer, and somebody's supposed to take them and hand them to me. But once again, there's just nobody there. And I'm standing there for like 5 minutes, and I don't want to run into this issue again where I haven't handed my bags over in time. And so I reach behind the counter.
Oh.
Like I didn't climb behind the counter.
Yeah.
I genuinely just reached behind it, and I grabbed my baggage tickets, and I put them on my own bag. And you would have thought I was carrying a bomb. after ignoring me for 5 minutes,
right?
They spot me doing that.
They got your attention now.
They wouldn't look at me for 5 minutes, but now that I've reached and grabbed these tags, they're like, "Excuse me, sir, why are you reaching behind the counter?" I'm just getting these baggage tickets. I'm just trying to get my bags checked. Well, what makes you think it's okay to reach behind the counter? I really didn't think that much about it. Nobody was helping me, and I was looking at them. They've got my name on them. I knew they were mine. I figured it would make my life easier. I'd be on my way, make your life easier. You wouldn't have to do it. I was clearly being a little bit of a smart aleck. They said, well, you need to explain to me why you thought it was okay to reach behind the counter. I said, I don't have an explanation other than I'm just trying to get my bags onto my flight so I can get home. I haven't slept, more than about an hour. I worked late last night. It's early this morning. Well, sir, we're going to have to call security. Is that what you want?
Oh, geez.
I said, you know what? You can call anybody you want to call and have them come over to talk to me, and I will tell them the exact same story. I'm not up to anything. I don't feel like I did anything wrong. I'm not hassling you. I'm answering your questions as honestly as I can answer them. If you feel like you need to call security to talk to me, I'm standing right here. Knock yourself out. You just get on. I said, okay, thank you. But it was like, why are you yelling at me? And I probably shouldn't have reached back there. But, like, you get my bag tickets then. And I had no idea we were going to spend 25 minutes talking about travel stories, but here we are.
This is where sometimes you end up in the dog days of July. You're an OG traveler. I'll just say that. They recognize, when someone's real, they recognize it. That's why they let her get away with that. Let's talk about what you're doing down there at Peach Jam. I can't imagine that people listening to us don't know what you do for a living, but let's assume there's one or two. So it's the biggest week in college basketball recruiting, or at least one of them, right? And it's underway at events like Peach Jam, where every college coach in the nation, all the big names, Penny we know is down there, Cal's down there, Coach K, I'd imagine, is down there. I heard Tubby was even there today. They're trying to find the nation's top-ranked talent. Does that essentially sum up Peach Jam for those unaware of what it is?
Yeah, there's six courts, a record 54 teams, 24 of which are 17 and under teams, and it really is the best collection of high school basketball talent each and every year. Like, there are things you can debate when it comes to all levels of basketball, but nobody really debates the Nike Peach Jam, which is the championship tournament of the Nike EYBL circuit, is the best event, grassroots event every year without question. And for instance, eight of the top 10 players in the class of 2020 are here. Each of the top four players in the class of 2021 are here, and the consensus number one player in the class, and arguably the best high school prospect in the country, regardless of age, a kid named Amani Brooks, is also here. He is Amani Bates, rather. He's a 6'7" wing from Michigan who – like, again, just finished his freshman year of high school, but some people would label him as the best high school basketball player in the country, even though he's 2 years younger than the rising seniors. He's here. LeBron James kid,
yep,
is here. And so what's been interesting is that usually you come to these things and the big attractions are the rising seniors. You know, like last year, it would have been James Wiseman and the other five-star prospects in the class of 2019. But the way the setup works is the 17 and unders play in the morning and at night, and in the middle of the day, the younger kids play. What's wild about this year is that Amani Bates and Bronny James are the biggest attraction,
yep,
even though they just finished their freshman years of high school. So what you find is the biggest crowds aren't in the morning or at night. They're in the middle of the day when Amani Bates and Bronny James are playing. Both of them are playing right now. and the gyms are just overwhelmed. And really, that's the other thing that's changed drastically since I first started coming to Peach Jam, which at this point was probably close to 20 years ago.
I was going to ask you that. This is year 24, right? So you've been there for most all of them.
I've been here for the majority of them, certainly. I mean, I've been coming every year for as long as I can remember, maybe back to 2003 or so. Mm-hmm. I would say I've been at maybe 15, 16 Peach Jams of the 24. And it's always been neat and like a great place to evaluate prospects and also just get, you know, FaceTime with coaches, because all the biggest names in the sport are going to be here at some point. They mm-hmm. won't all stay here Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, but they will all come through here at some point. So, Mike Krzyzewski's here, Roy Williams here, John Calipari, Penny Hardaway, Tom Izzo, you name them, they are going to be here at some point. It's the fans have overwhelmed the gym now. They've even expanded the gym. It used to just be four courts. Now it's six courts. And honestly, if some of the best players in the country are playing, so if it's Bronny James right now or – last night, Cade Cunningham, arguably the top player in the class of 2020. Like, when the elite level guys are playing, you have to get in the gym like an hour early or else you cannot get in the gym. Mm-hmm. Like, if you can picture this, in the lobby of this building, there will be a line, like a line of people if they were going into a movie or into a concert, and they are standing in line and the line's not moving. The gym is at capacity, but every time somebody walks out, then you can walk in.
Mm-hmm.
But you might just be standing in a line for 45 minutes and still never get into the gym. And so the event and the attention that it gets has probably outsized the facilities. But it also, if you're looking for a positive, adds to the atmosphere of the games. I mean, these are some of the best players in the country, most of the best players in the country, competing for a championship that they value and doing it in front of capacity crowds, every day and night that they're here. And it really does become a neat thing because you are watching, the future lottery picks. You know, like 2 years ago when we're here, we're watching, most of the guys who were just selected in the lottery of last month's NBA draft. And these guys, there'll be at least 10 of them that'll be, future, first-round picks. And you're watching them right now, in a very small environment, which is, I don't know, it creates some memories. Like, if you look around the NBA right now, there's not too many star players that I wasn't able to see when they were 15, 16, 17 years old
mm-hmm.
because they play in events like this.
It's crazy. Obviously, a ton of talent down there, and everybody knows. We're talking to Gary Parrish. He was down at the Peach Jam down in Georgia. Some of the biggest names down there the Tigers are chasing right now. I've read Jalen Green, Greg Brown. Let's start with them. Those are, I guess, two of the top 10 players in the nation, certainly in one of them, at least Green, maybe top five. How good are these two, like, and compared to Zion and guys that you've seen within the last year, 2 years, 3 years, whatever?
Well, nobody in this class has as much hype as R.J. Barrett had going into his senior year or that Zion Williamson had going into his senior year. Mm-hmm. Like, there isn't that kind of star power. And you got to remember, this class at one point was supposed to have R.J. Hampton in it. And he was a star, and he obviously reclassified and then decided to go play professional basketball. So you lose out on R.J. Hampton. Evan Mobley, who is most people's number one player in the country, doesn't play on the Nike circuit, so he's not here. And there really is no, household name, even mm-hmm. in basketball circles, in the class of 2020. But to answer your question, these five-star guys that Memphis is involved in, they're not as big a names as R.J. Barrett and Zion Williamson, and they might not be as good a prospects, but they are, they're five-star prospects. They're excellent. And it's, being down here and listening to them talk is, served as a reminder that it appears at least, the class of 2019 for Memphis isn't just going to be this one-off amazing thing that Penny Hardaway was able to assemble with the help of his staff, most notably Mike Miller, based off of relationships that he developed when he was a high school and grassroots coach. Like, that is what happened with the class of 2019. They get, you know, the Malcolm Dandridge, Damian Ball, James Wiseman being the big, you know, the big prize, DJ Jeffries, and then used those guys to help get, you know, Boogie Ellis and Precious Achiuwa and Lester Quinones to produce the number one class in America. There were some inherent advantages the day Penny got the job, and a lot of people thought that, okay, yeah, he's going to really, you know, knock one out of the park, class of 2019, because of these existing relationships. But what happens after that? When, A, he doesn't have he's not recruiting players that he previously coached, and, B, the Memphis area doesn't have, you know, many notable high major prospects in the class of 2020. Mm-hmm. And yet you get down here and you talk to some of these players, and they are seriously considering Memphis. And it suggests that I don't know that Memphis's 2020 class is going to be the number one class in America. I would probably bet against it. But can it be top five? You know, yeah, I think so. Because, you know, Penny and Mike, especially those two, but the entire staff have shown the ability to really connect with prospects all over this country. And the prospects are intrigued by the messages that they're delivering. And, you know, if the class of 2019 had only been, you know, local stars, then you might have reason to be skeptical that mm-hmm. Kenny is ever going to be able to go out and get, you know, a Jalen Green from California or a Greg Brown from Texas or Jaden Springer from IMG Academy. But given that he went out and got Boogie Ellis, went out and got Precious Achiuwa, went out and got high-level prospects from outside of the market with whom he had no previous relationships, suggests that there's no reason to think he can't do it again. And I will tell you this, from talking to the Memphis staff in recent weeks, they think that their class of 2020 has a chance to be just as good as their class of 2019. Mm. They think that they are going to stack back-to-back top five recruiting classes featuring five-star prospects. They're very, very confident, and given that they've shown the ability to do it already, there's real reason to think that they can do it again. I can tell you that the Dukes and the Carolinas and the Kentuckys and the Kansases, you know, in most recent years, if they are recruiting a five-star prospect, you have to worry about each other and maybe a local school. Like, you know, like a kid that might not want to leave home, you got to worry about that school. Mm-hmm. So when it was Trey Young, it's like, you know, Kentucky has got to fight other blue bloods, plus Oklahoma, because Trey Young's from Norman, Oklahoma.
Yep.
They didn't have to fight Memphis. You know, Memphis was not a factor, and schools like Memphis aren't supposed to be factors when it comes to, you know, five-star recruiting outside of local players. But Memphis is a real factor now, and whether it's Mike Krzyzewski, John Calipari, Roy Williams, Bill Self, Sean Miller, or anybody else, they know that they're not just banging heads against each other anymore. They're banging heads against each other plus Memphis. They are recruiting at a higher level than I think anybody could have reasonably thought they'd ever be able to recruit.
And that's a great breaking off point that we're going to pick up again tomorrow. The changes in how Penny is received, how Memphis is perceived, and I want to get into that with you tomorrow. Barring any fashion or housing crises that we will address at the top of the show tomorrow, but we appreciate all your time today. Good luck with Marriott, and we'll talk to you in about 24 hours or so, GP.
All right, brother. I appreciate it. I'll see you. Bye.
Gary Parrish down at the Peach Gym. Eric Hasseltine from Vegas when we come back. Matt Starkin on 92.9 FM ESPN.
You could argue that no city in the world is better known for its barbecue than Memphis is known for its barbecue, but I don't know if people realize this. There's only one Memphis area restaurant that actually serves world championship barbecue, and it is Memphis Barbecue Company down in Horn Lake. Melissa Cookston, She's the owner. She's won 8 world championships. She was the first woman inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. She's the reason USA Today said a visit to Memphis Barbecue Company in Horn Lake is, quote, worth a pilgrimage. I've personally been going there for years. If you've been there, you know how great it is. If you haven't been there, you need to get down there. 709 DeSoto Cove, just off the interstate in Horn Lake. The ribs are cooked multiple times per day to give guests fresh from the cooker quality. And when you order a pulled pork sandwich, the pork is hand-pulled right then and not a moment earlier. 709 DeSoto Cove, that's the address, just off the interstate in Horn Lake. It's Memphis Barbecue Company on the web, memphisbbqco.com.
That's all you need.
When O.B. Buchanan returns to the Fitz Casino and Hotel on August 9th and 10th, he will have you moving and grooving, bumping and thumping, sighing and testifying. Tickets start at $20. Get them at the Fitz or through Ticketmaster. But after an evening of listening to O.B., you may just want to spend the night. Y'all know what I'm talking about. So book the O.B. Buchanan Hotel Package, a deluxe room and 2 reserve tickets for just $169. Call 1-662-363-LUCK and mention room code CPOB09. He's a country boy full of Southern soul, O.B. Buchanan. 2 shows, Friday and Saturday, August 9th and 10th at the Fitz Casino and Hotel. Luck lives here. Room code required to qualify for package discount, subject to availability. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
Hey, it's Felicia from Felicia Suzanne's Restaurant. When was the last time you were downtown for dinner? Why don't you stop by and see us? We're located on Main Street between Madison and Monroe Avenue with parking on Front Street. Looking for a fun place for lunch on Fridays? Join us for our 25-cent martini lunch. You can start with a bowl of chicken and sausage gumbo, braised short rib grilled cheese, or crispy Gulf seafood po' boys. Check us out at FeliciaSuzanne.com.
Find more ways to save at Kroger, like 2 extra fuel points for every dollar you spend on Simple Truth and Private Selection. Just download your digital coupon on the app or at Kroger.com. Restrictions apply. More ways to save. It's easy at Kroger.
Ready for a change? Join the club. At LA Fitness, we believe showing up is all the initiation you need. Come in and try it out for 5 days on us. Find your nearest location and get a guest pass for you and a friend at LAFitnessMemphis.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN. Today's special guest host is Matt Stark.
Welcome back. Rolling along on this Thursday. Time to catch up with a familiar voice to Grizzlies fans, to listeners of 92.9. That would be Eric Hasseltine, radio voice of the Memphis Grizzlies. Longtime host on this very network. One of the best in the biz. Let's make him the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parish Show Big Interview. Presented by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Memphis. Now on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Eric Hasseltine out in Vegas, Matt Stark in Memphis. How's it going, man?
You just made my week. I've known Parrish for double-digit years, and I've never been on his show and done the big interview until you hosted. So I appreciate that. I'm doing good, bud. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I try to, you know, you got to make sure to take care of the people that take care of you. So yeah, I make you the big interview. I made GP the big interview, I think, last week or something like that. It's important, right, to make people feel good when they're coming on because you want them in a good frame of mind when you start chatting. You know that.
That's a good point. That's a trick to this business, isn't it, huh?
No doubt. How's the summer R&R treating you without the daily radio grind? I understand you were in the house for Aerosmith the other night. Did they rock you all right, that band out of Boston?
Oh, my gosh, brother. That was everything I could have hoped it would have been and more. I was blown away by those guys have been doing it 50 years.
Yeah.
And you start thinking about it and the amount of energy it takes to put on a show like that. And they just didn't miss a beat. They were terrific. It was a lot of fun. The summer R&R's been good. Matt, it's really probably, to be honest with you, not that I think people really care too much to hear about it, but it's probably the first summer for me in almost a decade where I've really just had some time to kind of decompress and do some other things. And I'm, you know, I'm fortunate. I've been able to spend a lot of time with my kids and been able to be out here in summer league and just kind of get the ball rolling towards October, and we start training camp and what I think is going to be a fun season. I really, really am liking what I'm seeing out of the new coaching staff and the guys there, and just the new faces that they have. So yeah, man, I'm good.
It's been an active summer, clearly, for the Grizzlies. And, yeah, you nailed it. I mean, I think Grizzlies fans are really excited. I don't think they're delusional about, you know, how long it's going to take to get this thing back to where Grizzlies fans want it to be. But when you see the pieces that you've gotten, Ja Morant now, pairing him with Jaren Jackson Jr., we're starting to learn a little bit more about the brain trust led by Zach Kleiman and the assembling the pieces that they're doing around Ja and Jaren. And by and large, everyone is raving about this front office, everything I've read and seen. What have you heard? Obviously, people are coming up and talking to you. They know what you do. What's the feedback you're getting from around the league about what Memphis is doing?
100% positive. And literally everybody has said, boy, you guys, you know, this is why I enjoy coming out here, not just because it's in Las Vegas and you can do things like catch Aerosmith or go play golf during the day at a great course or hang out at the pool with your buddies, but you know, this is a chance for all of us that work in the league to all be in the same city at one time. So you catch up with people that you don't see other than when you play them on the docket. But I've had multiple people come up to me and say the exact same thing. Boy, you guys are making a lot of moves. These guys are really doing some great things. And so, yeah, it's all been very, very positive. And I think you said it best. No one's under the delusions of grandeur that you're going to fix this overnight.
Yep.
That's just not where you were. That's the way this league works. As I said to Jeffrey and Giannotto the other day, you know, there's a 7-year playoff run is pretty remarkable in the NBA because there's just years where you're not going to have that. But after it comes to an end, the key is to not go through a long letdown before you get back. And I don't want to make any comments and sound like I'm knocking other teams, but we've seen examples of teams that were perennial playoff teams that fell out of that playoff picture and have a hard time getting back.
Yep.
A hard time. Sacramento, they're on the verge of getting back, I think, this year. Minnesota had to fight for that spot, got back 1 year, and then missed it again last year. Phoenix has had a really hard time and you know, doing what they're trying to rebuild their roster. So what they've done in making all these moves is gotten rid of some salary cap bags. They've acquired assets. Clearly, I think the trade for Mike Conley looks even better now just because you see Brandon Clark and what he's capable of out here in Las Vegas. He looks like an NBA guy. It's just a different way they play in the summer league. We'll wait to see what Ja looks like on the court. He hasn't played out here, but they've just continued to make move after move that keeps getting them picks and assets and saving money, and it's like, okay, this is how you break it down and build it back up. Now, the work's not done yet because these guys have to continue to develop, and now it falls a little bit in the lap of the coaching staff and Taylor Jenkins and who he has on his bench with him. That falls in the lap of some of the players, too. They've got to take their games up a notch as well. So it's fun, though, and it's fun to watch. We went to the practice yesterday, and these guys are having a blast. and Taylor Jenkins holds everybody accountable, and I'm enjoying it, Matt. I really am, and I'm really excited about what our fans are going to have a chance to see moving forward.
It sounds like you're at a truly wonderful rave out there in Vegas. Let me ask you about one of the newest Grizzlies.
No, I'm just sitting at lunch. I'm really just sitting at lunch. I'm not lying to you. I'm sitting at lunch. I'll put the phone up to my head, but I got the earpieces in, so hang on.
So one of the newest Grizzlies, Tyus Jones, I want to get your thoughts on him. Obviously, you know him as well as anybody that we're going to talk to and what he's been able to do. And we just lost Eric as he was trying to switch earpieces. He's out in Vegas. I figured he was in the gym somewhere listening to one of the games based on what we were hearing there. But it's loud. But it's lunchtime. How is it that loud at lunch? Like, what restaurant is he hanging out? These are all questions that I have. I kind of thought we were catching him, Bennett, that you told me he had been at Aerosmith. I kind of felt like he was in the middle of the Aerosmith concert, but that was last night or the other night for him. But we're getting Eric right back on the line, and we'll deal with the background noise as needed. Mr. Hasseltine, you back with us?
Well, I'm stepping outside for you, man.
Oh, so much better. Wow, I didn't want you to leave your lunch.
The lunch counter's a little loud, I guess. No,
all right.
The lunch is great. You were asking about Tyus Jones, but, you know, this is a guy that the Grizzlies targeted in the draft a few years back, so they've always liked him. And, you know, I like backup option, and everything is going really well as you know, you continue to put young players and give them an opportunity to strive and get better together. And so, you know, that's going to take some pressure off of Ja. You're not going to now feel like you have to play him 35 minutes a night. You have to do all these things that that put him in a position to feel like he has to go out and be the man, because that's the one thing you want to try to avoid with young point guards, simply because it is the hardest position in our game to play. It is the most difficult learning curve for guys to get to that spot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there was a time in Seattle where they wanted to run Gary Payton out of town after 1 year. Thankfully for Sonics fans, they didn't when they still had the team there. But, you know, that's how it can take guys longer to develop. So you got to have some patience. When you can add a backup like Tyus, who played really well towards the end of the season, I think that's a great movement. So I was excited to see that. You know, someone commented, oh, the Grizzlies chose Tyus Jones over DeLon, right? Would have been the same money. I think DeLon wants to be a place where he can be the starter, and I don't blame him for that one bit.
Mm-hmm.
So you also acquired some things in return and then went and got Tyus Jones. So just the moves, again, that we were just talking about, they continue to acquire multiple assets. It's not just making a trade. You're getting draft picks. You're saving money here, there, wherever it may be. And, you know, that's just what has to be done at this point. And they're going to roll it out there. And I'm telling you, the things I hear from Taylor Jenkins in terms of his coaching and during the games and during practice yesterday, I'm excited for these young guys. I think training camp's going to be a lot of fun. And, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing it when it comes up in a couple of months.
I want to get your thoughts on Josh Jackson, another new acquisition coming over from Phoenix in that Korver and Carter trade. Putting it gently, listen, everybody's aware. He's had issues on and off the court in his career.
Sure.
You can't deny the kid's talent. He's only 22. He was once the number one recruit in the nation. And I'm not trying to whitewash anything that's happened. I'm just saying, maybe if the light comes on for him and it clicks and he takes advantage of this opportunity, not entirely unlike what happened with Zach Randolph when he came here. If there's a little comparison to be made in that maybe they arrive and people are thinking, oh, I don't know about this guy. But maybe he's able to follow what Zebo did and become a player that, you know, this team could clearly use what he brings to the table.
It's possible. The talent's there. He's got to work on his consistency with his jump shot. You know, I liked him at Kansas as a guy who followed Kansas basketball over the years just because I had some ties to people that I knew that played there. And I liked him. I was a little surprised he didn't develop more quickly in the NBA. The only, you know, the difference between the Zach comparison there is Zach was a little bit older. You know, even though Zach came out after his first year of high school, Zach took some time in Portland. But like you said, I mean, he had some off-court things that kind of followed him a little bit, and he was given a fresh start. Sometimes that's all it takes. And you as a team in a smaller market have to be willing to give that fresh start and basically let it be known to Josh Jackson, hey, look, we're going to wipe the slate clean from the word go, right? But with that said, That doesn't mean you have free reign to go out and just do whatever the hell you want. Mm-hmm. You've got to be a professional. And that was, I think, the thing with Zach, is Zach handled his business, you know, and it wasn't, even with Zach later, there were some bumps in the road, and that's fine. But, you know, Josh Jackson can, he absolutely, it's worth a risk and a roll of the dice, I think, on this. You're talking about a top five pick. You're talking about a guy, like you said, 22 years old. You're talking about a position that has been a little bit lacking over the years. And now you're talking about Josh Jackson, what happens with Jay Crowder, who else you bring in. Grayson Allen's now going to get an opportunity. He needs some shooting in today's day and age, and that's the way Taylor Jenkins' offense is designed, to play pace and space, to roll hard to the basket, to spot up and shoot corner threes. And so, you know, these guys are going to have their opportunity, and I even asked Coach about that when they brought in Grayson and Brandon Clark, and what he said, and I said, you know, how much of it is sometimes is just going out and hooping, mm-hmm. and, you know, things that J.B. Bickerstaff should say to me. And so I would imagine he's going to tell the same thing to Josh Jackson. There's going to be some things, obviously, they need to learn about the offense and some intricacies and all that, but, you know, I think also that is part of it's going to be like, hey, go out and play ball. Just go out and hoop, and let's see what happens. And I think that may be one of the best things that can happen for a young guy like Josh, where, you know, who knows what the structure was with Igor Kokoschkov last year in Phoenix and the year before, and he's had multiple head coaches, and he's now going to have another one. But, I you know, barring something tragically going wrong, I think, you know, Taylor Jenkins is going to be there for a few years, and that's a way to develop rapport with your players.
Talking with Eric Hasseltine, voice of the Grizzlies from out in Summer League. Big game tonight. Grizzlies 3-0, taking on the unbeaten Boston Celtics. I'm, again, interested to see more from Brandon Clark. I want to see what he looks like as he goes up against just that monster Taco Fall from the Celtics, all seven of them, whatever. Clark and particularly Grayson Allen, right? Those are the two people I feel like everybody's watching this summer league to see what they can do. Clark has been everything that we thought that we knew about him, athletic, jumpy, you know, just full of energy. Grayson, I'm still waiting for him to knock down a couple more threes, but, like, he plays hard, he plays defense, and clearly there appears like there's a really good role that he can play on this team as well.
Yeah, I think so. I think Grayson maybe in the last game was trying to do a little bit too much, going into the basket, trying to get into the lane, you know, sit with some other guys. They said he's just got to spot up and shoot it. Just let it fly. Let it rip from the outside. Brandon Clark plays well. I mean, like, they got good contributions from guys that are going to be, you know, probably with the hustle as well. They've just got a good squad out here, Matt. And so it's going to be fun to watch that tonight. I've kind of been going over it today. If they win, obviously, they're in the top eight because there's only four undefeated teams at that point. A couple have already clinched up a 4-0 record. There's a bunch of teams at, you know, 2-1 or 3-1. But the Grizzlies' point differential for those teams that have sustained a loss is right near the top. So I think you make it in on the tiebreaker. And I don't want to say it for sure, but I think if this is a single-digit game and it doesn't go your favor, I'm pretty sure the Grizzlies will still be in the final eight. But they're make no bones about it. The guys here want to win it. Yuta Watanabe's talked about it. Dusty Hannes, who obviously had a cup of coffee with the Grizz, but playing most of the year for the Hustle. Tyler Harvey, who had some really big games for the Hustle last year. All these guys that are here want to win it. They're not coming out here to get embarrassed. And, you know, it's a different – every team has a different mentality of what they want to accomplish in Summer League. For Taylor Jenkins, he's just trying to establish a culture of – this is how we're going to do things moving forward, whether you're going to be on the big club roster, whether you're going to be with the G League team but a potential call-up, whether you're a guy we're just going to take a look at and try to showcase you so you can get a contract somewhere else. We're building this the way we want to build it in terms of teaching things the right way, trying to be held accountable for what we do on the court, and building a winning culture. And I, by no means do I look at Summer League and go, hey, that's going to turn a franchise around like that. But for these guys that are here, what they're getting is a base of what they can expect come late September, early October when training camp starts. And that gives them a nice little advantage. And it's interesting because I saw Miles Plumlee here at the game the other day. Jaren Jackson Jr. has been here. Dylan Brooks has been here. Ja Morant's been here. De'Anthony Melton's been here. So these guys are all, even if they're not playing, they've been here and they've been around the new staff. So, yeah, tonight's a big night. And I think their focus is to try to go out and win this one and get a day off tomorrow and head to the quarterfinals on Saturday.
It'll be fun. Something to watch tonight. Listen, Eric, appreciate your time. Hey, pro tip, man. You stepped away from your lunch. Don't go back if you got an open drink and drink it. You know what I mean? You got to just dump that.
No,
Vegas.
I already finished.
Okay,
good. Hey, look, Matt, this ain't my first bar.
You're a pro.
I don't leave drinks laying around. I'm just looking out for you, buddy. If I'm up at the blackjack table, I'll be happy to leave and take their money and just go back up to my room and relax. So we're rolling right along. It's a good trip.
Excellent. Listen, man, we appreciate your time. We'll catch up again.
Anytime, brother. Thanks, man.
Eric Hasseltine, radio voice of your Memphis Grizzlies. We're going to talk a little more basketball, the basketball tournament with Derek Byers next hour. When we come back, though, it'll be 5 o'clock. That means one thing, Jeff Calkins. We'll do that when we come back.
The Smile Center is making a move, relocating to a new location and joining forces with Dr. Pat Clark's office. But don't worry, they're moving. They're not changing. You're still going to get the same friendly, outstanding dental care that you're accustomed to. And the Smile Center now going to be able to provide additional services such as sedation dentistry. The move is going to be made the first week of July. So from now until June 27th, you're still going to the current location. But starting July 8th, the Smile Center will be at 1941 South Germantown Road, Suite 101 in Germantown. Same days and hours, just a new and improved location at the corner of Germantown Road and Farmington, right next to MedPost. As you know, the Smile Center is headlined by Dr. Mady Sadeghi. He's my dentist, he's my wife's dentist, he's my children's dentist, and what makes this place, the Smile Center, great is the fact that the folks in the office take care of you and treat you like family. You never feel like you're going to the dentist as much as you feel like you're going to see friends. So if you need a dentist, look no further than the Smile Center, which is on the move. The new location at 1941 South Germantown Road opens July 8th. For more information, visit SmileCenterMemphis.com or just call them 901-309-1333.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Do you hear that Coors Light being poured? It's the perfect temperature. How can I tell just based on the sound? I can't. But I can see that the mountain on the can is blue. And when the mountain is blue, your Coors Light is perfectly cold. Coors Light is cold lagered for a crisper taste, cold filtered for brightness and clarity, and cold packaged for peak refreshment. Doesn't that sound good? 2019 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9 ESPN.
Is there a room in your house that never seems to cool or heat the way you think it should? Then a Mitsubishi ductless system may be a solution for you. Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Ductless systems are relatively new to the United States, but Mitsubishi ductless systems are a proven energy saver because the system does not have any ductwork, so it can blow colder air in the summer and warmer air in the winter. Mitsubishi's inverter-driven compressors automatically adjust to your cooling or heating demands to deliver ideal comfort while only using the energy that is needed. No more, no less. Do you have a bonus room, sunroom, or master bedroom that never cools right? Maybe a new addition to your home or a garage you want heated or cooled. Now you can do it efficiently. Call Choate's today at 755-4797 or visit our website at choateshvac.com to schedule your free estimate. And remember, Choate's, let our family serve your family.
Guys know more is better. So this month, Sport Clips Haircuts is thanking our clients with the Sport Clips Instant Replay. It's double the MVP experience for the price of a single. So after your fresh cut, we double your relaxing massaging shampoo and our legendary hot steam towel. You can even turn your hot towel into a refreshing chilled towel to get the MVP on ice. Instant Replay. It's the MVP on repeat. Download the Sport Clips app and check in online today.
Car not looking its best? Spare your Saturday morning and let someone else do the dirty work with today's Perks Deal. Buy one, get one free car washes at Germantown Car Wash. Conveniently located on Poplar Avenue in Germantown, you can get a thorough and gentle car wash with exceptional customer service and be on with your day before you know it. Germantown Car Wash has got you covered from headlight to taillight to leave your car gleaming and your smile beaming. Don't miss out on this deal. Get yours at GetMyPerks.com. That's GetMyPerks.com.
Sleepy Z's Mattresses and Furniture by Michael Zellner is not your traditional mattress and furniture store. The prices are always 50% to 80% off retail stores every day of the week. So you don't have to wait for some gigantic sale. The gigantic sale's there whenever you need it. They're located 2790 Kirby Whitten. That's in Bartlett at the corner of Summer Avenue next door to Hollywood Feed. And if you want to reach Mike directly, you can. 901-692-6200. That's 692-6200. A-plus rating, Better Business Bureau. And when readers of the Commercial Appeal, each of the past 3 years, were asked to vote for best mattress store in the Memphis area, Sleepy Z's won all three times, and they've been nominated again. Remember, they sell more than just mattresses. Also furniture, name brand, living room sets, dining room sets, rugs. Anything that you need to furnish your home, you can probably find it at Sleepy Z's, so that's where you need to look. And when you check it out, make sure to tell them you heard about them on the Gary Parrish Show. You'll get an additional 10% off. That's at Sleepy Z's by Michael Zellner on the web, sleepyzzzs.com.
Hey, can you pick the pace up a little bit here?
Why are you in such a big hurry?
I need to get over to Irene Golf and Country Club to get in on their limited-time membership promotion. $100 plus tax, and that includes cart fees, range balls, access to the tennis courts, pools, and fitness facility. There's no initiation fees or minimum food and beverage fees. Are you finished?
Wow, that sounds like a great deal. Okay, I'm done here. So I'm up.
Hurry! The Irene Golf and Country Club $100 plus tax membership won't last long. Call 901-752-1521 to sign up or for more information.
Limited restrictions may apply. Gotta blame it on my
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.